It makes no difference to the Lord, the work by many or few. There may be 1,000 or more, but it only takes two. With God on your side, you are a majority, and that is all that it takes to live in victory. The servant of Elisha was stricken with fear by the sight of the enemy getting closer and near. Elisha said to the Lord, open his eyes to see. The veil was rolled back to reveal the Lord's army. There be more of us than there is of them. With mighty angel forces we can overtake them. One can put 1,000 to flight, two can chase 10,000. Just think what we could do, even with a dozen. Four hungry leprous men went into the camp of the enemy, thinking there were many more. The enemy had to flee. For the sake of 5 righteous, God would have spared the city. It doesn't take very many of those who are committed. The 3 Hebrew boys were thrown into the fire. They refused to bow down to what the king required. When the king looked into the fire, there he saw 4 men. The 4th one that he saw was likened to the Son of Man. There was David and the giant, and Gideon's army. Samson with blinded eyes brought hunters to their knees. Jesus took only 12 to change history. The Lord promised to be where there's only 2 or 3. It makes no difference to the Lord, the work by many or few. There may be 1,000 or more, but it only takes 2. With God on your side, you are a majority, and that is all that it takes to live in victory.